Hello, everybody. We're back here. Yeah! Thanking the heroes of the day, on D-Day, no less. Yo, thank you! Thank you, heroes. Thank you! Everybody who's doing something and is living life peacefully, they're all heroes. And especially those nurses and doctors and people face-to-face with strangers, but take them in like family. Can't beat that. Police officers, firemen, food delivery guys, restaurants. A lot of good people doing good things, driving buses. And then back in the World War, 150,000 people stormed Normandy. How are we gonna go hear what it's like to be a soldier? All right. Oh! This is from our Woodstock Forever movie, and we've done a lot of stories with the soldier men, and here's one.
Means
suffering pieces.
And the reason for it meaning something is on opening day on Iwo, I lost my whole family. I was the only survivor in that group. I got shot in the head 17 days later. Took me 3 years to survive at St. Albans, and here I am, almost 80 years old. 90, that sorry. I'm not
very
counting.
Young spirit.
I'm not counting. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing.
This song is eternal.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times must a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is a blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing.
Forever bound.
I'm Mort Sanders. I was stationed in Africa during World War II for 2 years. And the bottom line to all this is that freedom is not free. It has to be earned. And I think we're all appreciative of that fact. A lot of people have died, and we cannot forget their memories, okay? And hopefully it'll be a better world as we go on in life. And that is the bottom line.
Michelle, one more piece here. Let's hear from Matilda.
First Lady Matilda Cuomo.
Cuomo. First Lady.
So well known for the good things that you do. Thank you very much for that. You're here tonight for helping to educate. We're very involved with World Peace, the International Day of Peace. 193 countries agreed to a peace day. I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? I really would love to know, what does peace mean to Matilda Cuomo?
Peace?
Peace.
La pace.
La pace.
It's everything. We have to know as adults how much it means to our young children to live in peace. And we have to learn and teach them when they're very young that you have to do things that are good for everybody. Be good, that's all. Be good and understanding. There are so many young kids today who are failing school. They have no family. We are inundated with prisons, with young men who are called, they're on probation when they come out. They need help. Because when you don't have the family, like the Pope told me just recently, he held my hands and he said, Matilde, la familia. And this is everything. It's everything in our life, the family. If they don't have a family, we're all looking to help them. That's why this brochure, I bring it, because this is to help the family, the kids who don't have anybody in their life. It's a very sad thing, very sad.
That is a family by itself.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Well, I couldn't have said it more beautifully. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all. You're our good news family. Thank you. Take care and stay safe.